Todd. Thanks for getting up this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me on again this morning. I appreciate it.
Let's go to the story that you released yesterday. Enbridge made a very smart move in hiring former mayor of Detroit and former Supreme Court Justice Dennis Archer to review the claims process. Talk about this.
Well, the claims process has come under fire by not only Congressman Mark Schauer, but by Congressman Oberstar out of Minnesota. And they asked the Attorney General as well of the U.S., Attorney General Holder, as well as the Michigan Attorney General to review that claims process to see if there were any abuses, because they claim that in order to get things like a $30 air purifier, which actually had no impact on the chemicals that were floating through the air, people signed away their legal rights to sue or have legal redress in the courts. And so that's being checked out. And by Enbridge is sort of cutting that off at its knees by hiring Dennis Archer to look at it and make recommendations on changes if they're necessary for that process.
You know, in reading this story and the next one we're going to talk, which just broke this morning, Todd, Enbridge really has made a lot of critical mistakes. Let's take the oil leak out of it. We know that's a critical mistake from a pipeline which had stress on in several different areas. But in the process of hiring subcontractors and getting everyone to work together, they've had a lot of challenges there. Who's in charge of putting that team together, which has failed miserably?
Well, the way it's set up is sort of like a pyramid, with the Environmental Protection Agency at the top sending directives down through Enbridge, and then Enbridge is ordering its contractors to tell their subcontractors what to do. Also, the EPA has its own set of subcontractors that it is directing to do certain things to check on Enbridge's subcontractors and whatnot. So you've got this very tangled Byzantine layer of communication going on here.
What is the state of Michigan's role in all this?
Well, the state of Michigan, Michigan Department of Natural Resources and Environment, is, of course, participating in the process of reviewing environmental impact of the oil spill along the river, and they will be ultimately responsible in the years to come of monitoring the quality of the water and any oil that is left on the riverbeds to take care of that as well.
All right. Well, earlier this week, you broke the story about undocumented workers being hired by a subcontractor. That subcontractor put those workers back on a bus, hightailed it back to Texas, come to find out that many of those workers were arrested. And now, in your latest story, which was released this morning, it's titled Workers Say Garner Environmental, which is in charge of hiring all the subcontractors. Garner Environmental is covering up partial cleanup efforts. Contractors and the EPA are accused of taking shortcuts. Talk about this story, Todd.
Well, we met with a group of workers who are all HAZWOPR 40 certified, and that means that they're certified to handle hazardous materials. These aren't just some Joe Schmo who walked in off the street and started doing cleanup. These are people who've taken the trainings and are certified to do this kind of cleanup work. And what they have told us is that they were routinely directed to, when they were on the islands in the Kalamazoo River, to strip them of all vegetation where the oil was, sop up any liquid oil that was there, and then they were routinely directed to spread dry soil on top of it, clean soil, and rake it so that it appeared as though that area had been completely cleaned and remediated.
And how do we see, how does Enbridge react and Garner react, as well as the EPA, to these allegations?
Well, the EPA had yesterday told me that they were opening an immediate investigation and will be looking into those allegations. They know the mile markers and that sort of stuff where this was happening at, so they'll be going in and taking a look for that stuff. Enbridge doesn't really have any control over this at this point, so they didn't have any comment. And Garner continues to refuse to comment to the media, and they were also, you know, they're the ones that hired Hallmark that was the company that had the undocumented workers on the river. So they have been in the spotlight and have refused consistently to talk to the media about what they're doing and why they're doing it.
You have a quote from the communications director of the Michigan Environmental Council. His name is Hugh McDiarmid. He says that he believes it looks like there's a lot of shortcuts that are being taken.
That's correct. And there's some concern about that. I mean, we're talking about thousands of gallons of heavy crude oil that could be left on the river after this cleanup because of that particular maneuver. But also, and this one is actually EPA approved, there are some very delicate emerging wetlands that in order to get the oil out of them, they would have to bring in heavy equipment, which would do so much damage to the wetland that it would take 10 to 20 years for that wetland to recover from it. So instead, they're going to end up leaving the oil there, and they'll boom it off with those booms that you see in the pictures of oil spills and monitor that oil as it comes off and absorb it out that way.
Well, Todd, it seems the more you dig, the more you find. I can only imagine what's going to happen next.
Well, I don't know. Maybe everybody will come clean and we'll have a great story about how everything's wonderful.
Well,
would be nice.
And, of course, this story is going to take the national spotlight as there will be hearings in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Next week, September 15th, the Transportation Subcommittee on Railroads, Pipelines, and Hazardous Materials is holding hearings on this, and I am told that there will be some explosive testimony.
All right, well, we'll stay in touch, Todd. Thanks so much for all your help and for coming on the program to talk about these breaking stories. The newest, which was just released this morning, is titled Enbridge Hires Archer to Review Claims. Excuse me, that was from yesterday. The new one is Workers Say Garner Environmental Covering Up Partial Cleanup Efforts. You can go to michiganmessenger.com to read that. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Tony.